This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 298 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on with our heist movie month, and we are doing a more, you know, last week we did a space heist. This time, we're coming back down to a normal heist. We're dealing with some bank heists and a little movie called Den of Thieves from 2019. Now, or 2018? Was it 2018? 2019?
2018.
2018. From 2018, this stars an action movie. Now, I wouldn't call him an action movie guy's legend yet because we haven't done all his movies, but he's an action movie guy himself. Our uncle, Gerard Butler. Good old drunk Uncle Jerry. He's in this. And we also got some other actors in this, like 50 Cent, Pablo Schreiber, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and some other people. So
Master Chief?
Pablo Schreiber, the brother of Liev Schreiber, Cotton Weary. Nothing alike, and they're brothers. Yeah, they're brothers, real life brothers. So it would have been cool if Liev played a cop in this movie, and then the brothers were going after each other. I digress. Let's talk about this movie, Alex. Before we do, first of all, when was the last time you watched this movie, or have you ever watched this movie?
I believe I saw this movie in the theater.
Okay,
if it was a theater release, I think it was a theater.
It was. Yeah, I saw this at the
theater. So I saw this at the theater because I remember when I saw the trailer and I went, "Oh man, Gerard Butler is a cop," and in 2018. Yeah, so Kara my daughter wasn't even born. So yeah, I was just like, I remember we were like, we're going to the theater watching Uncle Jerry. And remember coming out the theater pumped with testosterone. I was like, oh man, loved it. But I purchased this on Blu-ray. I don't think this has a 4K yet.
It does not.
Not yet. But I remember purchasing it on 4K and then I watched it digitally.
Yeah, I don't even have it on Blu-ray. Yeah. I have it digitally only. So I watched it on my Vudu. I saw this at the theater. I reviewed it on my old podcast. So I don't remember what I said. This felt almost like a first time watch for me. I really only remembered like two moments from the whole movie. So this was interesting. I'm actually very interested to talk about this movie.
I know, is this gonna go seesaw? This is gonna go so seesaw. It's not gonna be funny.
Before we do, let me give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores. Yeah, this movie did. This one is a tale of two separate scores here. The critics, not crazy with it, a 41%. The audience is better, but still not amazing, a 62%. But it is fresh on the audience side. So anything surprising for you as far as those scores?
No, it's not surprising. When it comes to the critics, I mean, we could already put money where it's going to go. But I could see the critics and the audience might have a little sway here between me and you of where we're going to rate them.
Maybe so. All right. So let's just get into it because I've been thinking about this movie. I've been thinking about my review for this movie all day. I watched this one yesterday. I had seen Turtles like a few days ago. I watched this one yesterday and I was like, man, how do I tackle this? So I'm very excited. Now, let's talk about, this is a weird movie as far as good and bad guys. So what we're going to do is for the lead character, we will count the cop, and that is going to be Uncle Jerry, Gerard Butler.
Yep.
He plays Big Mike. That's his literally in the credits. Oh, Big Nick. Big Nick O'Brien. That is that is Big his Nick. Name. So I'm guessing it's Nicholas O'Brien.
Yeah.
Okay, take it away. What did you think?
All right, so where are we going to fit Ice Cube's son?
Villains, because he's a thief.
Fine. Let's go to my man Uncle Jerry. Straight off the bat, he's a 5. That's nothing you can do. He's Uncle Jerry. He's a 5. And this is why. I mean, one is going to be biased because I love the dude. That's but I do enjoy him, though, because this is the roles that he plays really good in. That tough cop, that brutal cop. He reminds me of Wolverine, bro, in this movie. Like that, like, if you say anything, he's just going to beat your ass. And like, and it reminded me of the same way when they took him into the car and they were punching roughing him up.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Uncle Jerry and his boys are crazy. But no, it reminded me a little bit like a Sicario a bit, this movie, in terms of the characters, because they felt real. Like, it didn't feel like Heat. It didn't feel like these other bank robber movies. It felt more real for some reason. I don't know if it's the way they were acting, the way they were shot. I don't know what it was, but Gerard Butler was really good. He lost his wife, got divorced because he was drunk, sent the wrong text to the wrong person, and that he even, and I love the scene he went with the papers and the divorce to the friend's house. And oh, I loved it. Oh, that was like this dude, Uncle Jerry. But no, the scenes with the gun firing and everything, I thought it was really good. Him as again, he did Olympus Has Fallen, which we didn't tackle yet. So those scenes were great. But acting wise, the character itself is very gritty, really like the Shield with Michael. I don't even know what Michael the hell Chiklis. His name is. Chiklis. Yeah, Chiklis.
Michael
Chiklis. Yeah, Michael Chiklis. Yeah. That character reminded me a little bit of the Shield. Like, I liked him, and I was kind of like, man, I was rooting for him and rooting for Ice Cube's son at the same time, because like, man, who's going to win the battle here? Because I haven't seen the movie in ages, like in a while. So I was like, who's going to win the battle? But I kind of liked the dynamics that he played with the character. So I gave him a 5. I thought he felt raw and he was pretty good. So that was,
you know what? I'm not even lying, Alex. This is 100% truth from my heart. When I was watching this, I said, Alex didn't give this guy a 5. I knew, I said it in my, I was like, he's gonna give him a 5. I didn't factor my, but I just knew you were. I knew it. So I'm not surprised. I'm not gonna give him a 5. And let me explain. Number one, where I fully agree with, I agree with a lot of what you said. I think he's really good in the role. I like the acting, but we don't really score the acting per se. We score the character, yeah. But Gerard Butler was perfect cast for this role. I thought his performance was really good. I liked him in the role. He's definitely got that tough, gritty cop thing. Here's my problem. I can't root for this guy. He is such a douchebag. I do not like his character. Like, if I met this guy in real life, I would hate him. So I can't be like, oh, I watched this movie with him and I think he's cool. I hate it. It was funny because he's like, he lost his wife. Yeah, because he cheated on her. He was cheating on her multiple times because you know it was more than that one time. Because she was like, it seemed like she was like, this was just the straw that broke the camel's back. He's an alcoholic. He's a serial cheater. He's the type of guy who's a cop, not because he wants to bring down criminals, but because he wants to beat people up and get away with it, and because he can hide behind the Shield. I mean, that's the character. That's essentially what it is, right? They made a reference earlier in the movie, and this movie, well, when we get to story, it borrows from a lot of movies, but it's like Bad Lieutenant, and the guy tells him, like, you're pretty much like Bad Lieutenant. Like, I'm surprised there's not a scene with him just doing cocaine and, like, getting prostitutes and stuff like that. So I couldn't root for him because I don't like him as a man. I didn't like him. Did he fit the role? Yes. Did he end up getting the bad guys? Most of them, but he was a bad guy himself. He really was, but he was allowed to do it because he's a cop and he can shoot people and punch people and kidnap people and cheat on his wife. And so I didn't like him. So I still gave him a 3. I didn't give him, don't get me wrong, I don't think he's a 2 or a 1. As a lead, I wasn't rooting for him. I was rooting for the bad guys. So if you're my main character and I'm supposed to like you, I didn't like him as a person. So I gave him a 3.
But so my question to you is, yeah, for this type of movie, mm-hmm, but real cops are like this though.
People like this in real life. I would hate this guy.
Oh, no, I know that. Yeah. But like, what would you give Denzel Washington in Training Day?
As a character?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's a douchebag too. But he's the villain of that movie. So I'd give him a 5. This guy's supposed to be the good guy of the movie, but he's a dick. Yeah. So it's like, that's the difference.
I don't know, but it's just, you know what it is? Is like, it's hard because like these type of movies, there is really no good guy or bad guy.
Exactly. It is shades of gray. Yeah, so. It's shades of gray.
I mean, I understand your point of view. Yeah. I totally understand it. So, yeah. So, okay.
Yeah,
so
no, you give it a 4. If we were doing Training Day, Ethan Hawke would be the hero and Denzel would be the villain. Yeah. So he'd get a 5. If this guy was the villain, 5. He is a total douchebag. Yeah, he's like ultimate douchebag.
That's true.
But as a cop, as someone I'm supposed to, nope, couldn't. But I still liked him. I thought Butler was great. And he fits the movie. That's one thing you said.
I like when he took the donut, he threw it into the crime scene. And the guy went, what? He threw it in the crime scene. He said, so?
You know which part I liked? I did like that. I did like his interactions with the FBI guy. I thought those were funny. Yeah. And the one moment they give him a glimmer of humanity is when he goes to see his daughter. And then he's leaving, yeah, and he's like, you could tell it, like, you know, it's finally like weighing on him. But that's it. You get one moment in this 2.5-hour movie of him seeming like he has a soul. So I don't know. But I knew you were going to love him. I knew it. Ain't nothing wrong with that, baby. Uncle Jerry. All right. Villains. So really, you have O'Shea Jackson. He kind of ends up being the main villain, but we'll just kind of talk about him and then the whole little crew that they have.
Yeah, a 5. Mm. I think let's talk about Ice Cube's son. I think he's a great actor. For someone, I don't know, I mean, Ice Cube developed into a great actor.
Yeah.
Especially a rapper turned to actor, really hard to do. Mm-hmm. I know Ice-T did it too, and I know he's pretty good because he did Law & Order for like many years. Mm-hmm. So let's just talk about his complex of his character. I liked it because he played both sides of the fence. He was the good guy. He goes, I'm just trying to be, you know, I'm the driver. When really, reality, he was the damn mastermind the whole time. That's the thing that I liked about this movie. Yes, it does, and I agree with you 110%. It does borrow from thousands of movies that we've seen, but it told the story unique. And that's something I tell people. If it tells it unique and we could see like 10,000 movies, fine. But it told it in a unique way. And you know what? The uniqueness, I never seen it coming. And even when I saw it in the theater, I was like, dude, I did not even know what the hell I was watching towards the end. And I was like, even still, I was mind boggled going, damn, he really psyched me out and the police officer out. So I liked it. He was not a person that killed people. He never pulled the trigger. He was just the mastermind. I loved it. He's the one that put the team together. Great. 50 Cent. Let's talk about 50 Cent. I don't like him as an actor, but he does certain roles that fit his personality that works very well. Like Escape Plan with Stallone. He was decent in those, but he was a nerd tech. And I was like, eh, it is what it is. But he was okay. I didn't see Expendables 4, and I bet he was god-awful in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I could see it from the trailer. I was like, you could tell he's not that type of action star, rapper, whatever. Like, LL Cool J, I could maybe could say he could maybe do that type of role. Because he plays, what was it, the NCIS Los Angeles.
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of movies. He would have been better. LL Cool J would have been better. He's still in good shape.
Yeah, so for me, no. This dude, Pablo Schreiber, I didn't even know he was my man with Sabretooth's little brother.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I liked him. Master Chief was really good. He played, you talk about Gerard Butler fitting the role. This dude fit the role as the villain. And I was like, between him and O'Shea Jackson Jr., I was like, they carried the villains. Hardcore, bro. Like, I was like, these dudes were awesome on screen together. Awesome. And even when he commanded the team, Pablo did a great job. Even in the ending, which we're going to talk about towards the action and everything, he shined the best in those scenes. So anyway, bad guys, a 5. I think they were perfect casted.
Guess what? I agree with you on this one. I gave him a 5 too. I think the villains are the more characters I want to watch more than the good guys or the cops in this movie. Pablo Schreiber's awesome in this. He looks the part. That dude is big. He's tall. He's strong looking. And they were former military, the guys. So he looked like someone who was probably in the Marines or something like that. I actually liked 50 Cent in this. They used him right. He's not in it a bunch. He doesn't have a bunch of, I do love the part where the kid comes to pick up his daughter for the dance and he brings him in the garage and he gives him the speech and all those dudes are just there. And then they start laughing after that little moment gave them more humanity than most of the stuff that happens with Gerard Butler. In my opinion. You know what I mean?
You're going to say that.
Yeah, it did. He got a family, he got a wife, he got kids. They went in there, they're joking. So I like that. O'Shea Jackson, really good. I like him in... I don't think there's a movie that he's in that I didn't like. He hasn't been in a ton, but I always enjoy him. I think he is a good actor. I agree with you. I'll save something for story in regards to him. But yeah, I liked him in this movie. I liked the villains. And it was cool. You had the guy from 8 Mile was one of them. And then you had the big Samoan dude. And the funny thing is, too, this movie got like MMA fighters in it. Like Michael Bisping is at the end. And then Max Holloway, he's a UFC fighter. He was the skinny guy driving the truck. The guy who ended up being in the crew at the end, like the real crew that did the heist on the heisters, pretty much. So yeah, I like him. I gave him a 5. I thought they were the more engaging and entertaining element of the good guys and bad guys. So yeah, I'm right there with you with a 5. Okay, action.
Oh, 5. Look, I'm sorry. It doesn't have as much action, but when the action is cranked, it is cranked to 11. And I liked it. The beginning sequence of them stealing the safe, what the hell was it?
Oh, the armor truck?
That joint was awesome. That's how you start off a movie for heist. They stole the mag gun fire, but the ending sequence, I don't know how long it was. It had to be like 30 minutes, 40 minute gun firing. I mean, it wasn't like heat that they were in the middle of the street.
It was like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it felt long, but it was awesome. Like, they went all over the place. I mean, they sped it up pretty quick towards the end when they shot each other and everything. But I thought the action sequences were well done. I thought they were really good. And they're not on par with Heat and some other action movies that came out. But I can say quality-wise, it's up there with those movies. I think they did a great job with all of them. Especially the scene in the highway. It reminded me of Sicario in the Mexican.
I was going to say, that super reminded me of Sicario.
But it was done very, very well. I think Sicario was more tension and suspense.
Yes.
Because they had like more lanes of cars. Like, you don't know where the hell they're going to come from. And it was Mexico border. This one, it was just two roles, and you kind of knew they were in front, they were in back, but I just liked that whole dynamic. Anything like that suspense and thing, I liked it. But anyway, I gave it a 5. I thought it was a perfect amount of action and stuff.
Yeah, I gave it a 4. I agree with you. The opening scene is awesome. Like that opening shootout where they're stealing the armored truck and they're in front of the donut shop or whatever. And it's like crazy gunfire. You're right. You start the movie off with a bang. The problem is, and there's no action for like an hour and a half. It's just plot. Nothing wrong with it. It doesn't hurt, you know, the movie. But as far as action goes, there's nothing until the very end. And then you get a second shootout, which is also great. It is a very, very good shootout. So my 4 is more so for the quality. I think it's very well shot. Looks good. But you're right. It reminded me of Heat. It reminded me of Sicario. Not as good as either, but still executed very well. I agree with most of what you said. I just have a 1 point lower because there's just not enough. And even factoring in the heist itself, I liked it. I thought the heist was good, but I wish there was a little bit more tension to it. You know, the thing you mentioned about Sicario, like it never felt super suspenseful when they were doing the heist, even though it was a pretty clever plan. So overall, I thought the action was very good. I wish there was more. If there was like one good solid action scene in the middle, I would have given this a 5. But it's bookends. It's one at the beginning, one at the end, and that's it. But they're violent, and there's a lot of bullets. And you know, gunplay, we've talked about this. It's not my favorite. Just guns is not my favorite, but it's still really good. All right, storyline.
A 5. And this is why. One, yes, it takes from every other movie there is. But I thought it was told in a unique way, one. Two, the plan actually made freaking sense. Like, even me sitting there going, oh, wow, they literally thought it out. And the way Donnie Wilson, which is Ice Cube's son, the way he master planned his getaway on top of everything, I thought it was genius. I thought it was pretty good. And I was really into the movie. There's certain things in overall I will talk about, but in terms of storyline, I was really hooked into the film. Even rewatching it, I was really engaged with the movie. I was like, okay, this is actually really good. And especially on the rewatch where you already know what's going to happen, I'm like, oh, wow, this is really cool. Like, you even think to yourself going, wow, they really thought this shit out, like from point A, point B and C, especially Donnie's character. So, and then especially the ending when he figured out everything and he's like, these bastards. And then he's doing the same thing in London. I was like, man, I would love to see a sequel of that where Gerard Butler goes to London to try to capture him.
Den of,
tell me that, you know,
Den of Blokes.
Den
because they call each other blokes out there, huh? Den of Blokes.
They can call it like the pub has fallen.
the great pub heist.
The great pub heist. Yeah. And then Gerard Butler goes back as he dealt with him and all this. But anyway, with that said, I gave it a 5. I like the storyline.
Okay, well, we're going to diverge a little bit again. This is our second time where I'm going down a little bit of a different road. I believe that there is an amazing 1 hour and 45 minute version of this movie. I believe it. As it is constructed, there's so much crap that happens in this movie that means nothing, that is unresolved, and that is just there to fill this runtime for some reason. I cannot help but feel like, and I know it's true, because I don't even think this guy that directed it has directed even anything since then. He watched a bunch of movies and was like, I like that movie. I want to make one that has a little bit of all those movies in it. I love Bad Lieutenant, but I want to mix it with Heat. But then I like Sicario too. That was pretty good. But then I also like, The Bank Job. That's a good movie. And then I also want to add, it's like, okay, we get it. Here's my problems with the storyline though. Anything with Gerard Butler and his family, I do not like. He gets his wife leaves him. They introduce these kids. That scene you like at the party, I don't like it. I'm like, this is useless. I don't even know why this is in. It's just a scene for him to go be a jerk more. Then it's totally like when the movie ends, it's totally unresolved. What, like nothing with his kid. They never even show the little daughter again. She's just gone, you know, whatever. So it's like, well, why even show all that just for nothing, in my opinion, for nothing. On top of that, again, it felt derivative. It felt familiar. I will give it credit. The twist, this other guy being, which I think, and I can't remember the movie, but I know I've seen something similar to that too, but I did like it with O'Shea Jackson being the one who's like masterminding the whole thing. I like that. I think overall, like, it's a solid storyline. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's terrible. Like, I know I said we were going to diverge. Again, I'm not like giving this a 1 or a 2, but there's a lot of stuff that didn't work for me and it could have been trimmed. And if they trimmed it, I probably would have gave it a higher score. For me, it was a 3. It just felt like a lot of stuff I've seen. And I don't like it when I could just keep pointing at the screen and be like, oh, that's like this movie. Oh, that's like this movie. You know, like be your own thing. Take inspiration, but really change it. I don't think they really changed enough. So for me, it was a 3. Okay, but overall.
Overall, I'm going to give it a 4. And the reason why is pacing. Mm. The pacing of this film, and I didn't want to put it in storyline because it had nothing to do with the storyline for me, the pacing. The pacing falls under here. It felt very long for a lot of stuff. You said fluff. The fluff in the movie is what hurts the movie for me in terms of me giving this a 5.
Yeah.
And I think everything around it, I do agree what you say about all the movies and stuff, but again, I guess because it's just so hard because every action movie is going to feel something of any other movie. But I understand this one does feel like every movie that you know thrown into one. But I don't know. You know what it is? It's like, I guess I gave it the kudos because of, I guess the way the story was told and how engaged I was with the movie.
I mean, it just worked.
And the way that at the end, the way that I think the end, everything resolves itself, I was like, holy crap. I was like, that is like an awesome plan. So like for me, I think what hindered this movie overall was the time. I think the pacing. I think that you're right. This could have been an hour 45 minutes. I think I would have been happy with that. Yeah. I think you really did not need Gerard Butler's family. One, you didn't. I understand the 50 Cent family because you had to show these guys were human. So yeah. I'm okay with that. But you really did not need the Gerard Butler stuff like at all. It could have just even started off with him divorced.
Yeah, and like him, it made
leave
him
the
look
scene
worse.
With the kids.
And he's supposed to be the cop. So it's like, what's the point of this?
I think they should have cut all those scenes out with the arguments and just left him going to see his daughter and, you know, have like a little rewrite there. Yeah, I give it a 4. I thought it was great.
You know
what?
That's a great point. You could have literally none of the other stuff except when he goes to the school to see his daughter and you will get the picture. You will know he had a wife, probably, or he's estranged and he has kids. You know, he asks, how's your sister? That's literally all you needed. But instead, they wanted to add all this stuff to make him look like a douchebag. I actually have the same score as you, though. I did give the movie overall a 4. Like, I think it is a solid action thriller. Heist thriller. I do like the heist elements. Again, I like the villain characters. I thought they were a lot of fun. I thought the cast is good. I think Butler's really good in this. So I actually like watching him in the movie. I just don't love the character, but I like him. So there's a lot of elements I like. I think it's shot well, but I agree with you 1,000,000,000% the pacing is bad because there's too much extracurriculars that are not that important. You know what I mean? Some of the stuff is like the scene at the bar where he, you know, where he's like, oh, I'm a master of my environment. I know. And it ties back to the end. And the fact that those three guys are at the bar and that, fine. But then there's the other stuff where it's like, what, like, why are we here? What are we doing here? Why are, even some of the FBI stuff, it's like with the FBI guy, like cut that out. Even though I laughed at the first one, it happened like 3 or 4 times. Oh, also, we didn't really mention, I like that middle heist, the fake heist where they go to that one bank and they tie everybody up. But even that scene dragged on too long. Like it goes on for a long time for it to not even, like they call in the negotiator. They bring the negotiator's on the phone. He wants a helicopter. They're doing all this stuff. And that's not even the real heist. So like trim it. But I still gave it a 4. I think it's a good movie. A very good movie. Just in waves, you know? All right. So what's your, I know your total, but what is your total?
So my total is a 24. I honestly, if the movie comes out in 4K, I'm picking it up. I think it's a great film. And I wanted to say was the director, which you wanted to know.
Yeah.
This was his first movie.
Okay.
But he has 4 other coming out. He has Mafia X, which is in development. Then he has another one called Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Project. I don't know what that is.
MMA.
Yeah. Well, the last one is coming out in 2024 because it says pre-production. So that means they're already going to start. And this one is Den of Thieves 2 called Pantera.
Another Den of Thieves movie. But maybe it'll be in London, like you said.
So, yeah, it could. And you know who's back?
Uncle Jerry?
Uncle Jerry, Uncle baby! Jerry.
He's O'Shea back Jackson
and,
back?
And O'Shea Jackson, yeah. So
well, maybe you'll get your wish. Maybe they'll rob the diamond store that he talks about at the end.
Let me just tell you, if we predicted it on this channel.
We didn't even look it up. I didn't even look up the
guy it.
After.
No, I didn't. So if we just predicted the sequel, I'll be awesome.
Time.
But this is, he's a writer. He wrote these big movies before we end the show. He wrote A Man Apart.
Oh, okay. A Vin Diesel movie.
Yep. And he did the Pink Panther Mafia. Don't know what the hell that is. He did London Has Fallen, the sequel. And then he did Den of Thieves. And then Rip It Off and Soldier of Fortune.
Wow. I mean, Man Apart was movie. Like 2003. So that was like a big gap before he did anything like major.
Actually, a big gap. He did like 10 or 11 years later because the next movie that is a big movie is London Has Fallen, 2016.
Like 13 years later.
So 13. Yeah. And then
he went on strike by himself. He's like, I think I'm done. I'm just going to take a little break.
And then 2 years later, he did Den of Thieves and directed.
Well, I will see Den of Thieves too. I'm not saying I wouldn't watch it. I'll definitely see that movie. Yeah. My score for this one was a 19 out of 25. So okay. I still gave it a good score. I like it. I know I have negatives with it, but I like it. It is good overall. Okay, coming up next episodes. Starting a new franchise, of course, with Rise of the Planet of the Apes. So we're doing a little bit of ape action. And then continuing with our heist movies. And Alex, I'm going to be honest. I'm excited for this for two reasons. Number one, it's our 300th episode. It's going to be our 300th episode. But number two, I remember loving this movie. I haven't watched it in a while, but we're going to Boston for a little movie called The Town. So we're going to be doing The Town. And we have a special guest for the next two episodes. We haven't had a guest the last few. One of our Patreon supporters and my cousin, well, I'll give her real name, Rebecca. She's going to be coming on. We know her as Beckish from her YouTube name, but she's going to be coming on, our first ever female co-host. And she's going to be talking some Planet of the Apes and The Town with us. So looking forward to having her on.
Oh, awesome. That's pretty good. All right. So with that said, guys, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Nate is also live on Instagram. Every other Monday, we're not live on YouTube. Him and his friends join forces again on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks and YouTube at youtube.com/geeksandflicks for our video versions where we have physical media reviews, Nate's out of the theater reviews. And then you can go to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com, which I have all the podcast episodes there up to date, and you can see upcoming episodes. You can see and watch them before you hear our take on them, so you can see all the upcoming episodes for the month. So I'm going to put the month of our episodes up. Once we reveal what they are, the website is going to show upcoming episodes, and then once the episodes come out, they will fill up, and then you can click it, you can listen to it live from the website. If you're working, you can listen to it right off the website, so you can enjoy that there. The merch store, I will have it up by November. I've been working hard on it because I wanted to have actual cool design t-shirts. So we're going to have the 4K therapy t-shirts. We're going to have NWO version of our Geeks and Flicks logo. That's going to be pretty fun to have. And I might work on some maybe catchphrases that we say t-shirts, but I'm going to revamp the Action Movie Guys logo for the t-shirts only, not the pod. I'm not going to change the logos, but I want to do it for the t-shirts.
Let's take you where you want to go.
Take you where you want to go. Oh, man. But other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
And I'm going to take you where you want to go, be awesome to each other, and geek out.